بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had spoken about the Yahud and Nasara, and one of their evil practices, which was the concealing and distorting of certain commandments, laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that were found within the Torah and the Injil. This was a common practice amongst them. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions the people of Iman, the people who believe in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to unnecessarily befriend or take these Yahud and Nasara as close friends, as confidants, as bosom friends, if there is no need to do so. The reason for this is very clear. A person of Iman, the most valuable asset that he has within his life is his Iman. So therefore, any company that he keeps, any interactions that he has with people that could become a means of diluting, weakening his Iman, will be prohibited. So Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أُولِيَا. O those who have belief, those who have Iman, do not take the Yahud and Nasara as close friends, as bosom friends. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. They are friends of one another. So they will befriend each other, but you do not need to befriend them. And then Allah cautions the people of Iman that وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. That person from amongst you who unnecessarily befriends them, becomes close to them, then he will be regarded to be from amongst them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Indeed, Allah does not guide that group of people who are oppressive, who carry out acts of injustice. So in other words, by you befriending these people, by you becoming close to them without any need, this is an act of zulm, of injustice, of oppression against yourself, because you are presenting your Iman to something which is dangerous, something which could lead to your Iman being lost, or a dilution of your Iman and your belief. So in this verse we find this particular prohibition, and very briefly ulama have explained with regard to our interactions in this world, something which is extremely important, living in a joint community where there are people of Iman, people who do not have Iman. So of course there are many details to this, but the gist of the discussion is that we find on a daily basis we interact with people, we have different relationships with people, different types of relationships. Ulama have broken this down into four categories. We find very broadly that there are four categories of interaction in this world. And the first three levels of interaction are completely permissible between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. It is only the fourth which is impermissible, which is prohibited in this verse. We find the first type of interaction that a person will have is that which is known as mu'amalat. When it comes to business dealings, a person will buy or sell to somebody, or he may have someone as his business partner, someone who he invests with, etc. So this is completely permissible. A person can do business dealings with a non-Muslim. There's no issue with this. Of course, the same laws that govern our business dealings will apply here as well. There has to be honesty, transparency, there should be no deceit, etc. Then the second type of interaction which ulama explained is that which is called muwasat, where somebody is in need, there is some difficulty, and you go forward to assist him, to help him, to remove that difficulty. So here also this is permissible, like we find in our communities. We find last year when the floods took place, or a few weeks ago when there were heavy rains, people are in need, there's some difficulty, so we go forward and assist them. This is also permissible between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. And thereafter, the third type of interaction, that which is called mudarat, that a person shows kindness, politeness, and good character to others. So perhaps that person is not in any need, you're not going forward to assist or help him in any way, but it may be your neighbor, you meet him with a cheerful face, you smile at him, say a few kind words to him, or you stop to allow someone to cross the road, you meet people with a smile on your face, etc. So displaying good akhlaq, good character to people, this also is permissible. In fact, it is encouraged. So that this becomes a means of attracting people towards Islam. And the fourth type of interaction that we have with people in this world, this is what has been prohibited between a Muslim and a non-Muslim, is that which is called muwalat or mawadda. A person takes somebody as his close friend, his bosom friend, his confidant, and he takes advice from this person regarding important matters in his life. He spends time with this person. They are always in and out of each other's homes without any need to do so. So this has been made impermissible. This is prohibited in this verse and many other verses and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a person to become so close to somebody who is a person of kufr, person who does not have iman, many a times, and we find this happening, is that by doing so, this dilutes our own iman. And we begin to, when it comes to the matters of kufr, matters of disbelief, then we do not take them to be something serious anymore because of interacting with these people unnecessarily. So this has been prohibited, but of course it does not mean in any way that we do not show kindness, politeness, good akhlaq to people who do not have iman. We do this with the intention of bringing them closer towards Islam and to invite them. And in this way, we become the means of them accepting Islam. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.